Welcome to Logos, the Word of God, from the book of Jeremiah. Here are the terms of the letter sent from Jerusalem by the prophet Jeremiah to the sheikhs in exile, to the priests, the prophets, and all the laity who had been carried off from Jerusalem to exile at Babylon by Nebuchadnezzar. This was after the surrender of King Jeconiah and the queen mother, the eunuchs, the authorities of Judah and Jerusalem, the craftsmen and the joiners. The letter was conveyed by Elasa, the son of Shaphan, and by Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, who were sent on a mission to Babylon by King Zedekiah of Judah to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. This is the message of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have deported from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat their produce. Marry wives and bring up families. Get wives for your sons and husbands for your daughters, and multiply where you are. Never let your numbers diminish. Do your best for the welfare of the country where I have sent you to be exiles. Pray to the Eternal for it, since your welfare lies in its welfare. This is the message of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. Never let yourselves be deceived by the prophets and the seers among you. Never listen to their dreams, for they are prophesying falsely to you in my name. I never sent them, says the Eternal. This is what the Eternal says. As soon as Babylon's 70 years are over, I will visit you and carry out my promise to you by bringing you back here. For I keep in mind my purpose for you, a purpose of weal, not of woe, to let you have hope for the future. Pray to me, and I will answer you. Seek me, and you shall find me. When you seek for me with all your heart, I will reveal myself to you, says the Eternal. And I will restore your fortunes and collect you from all the nations and countries where I have deported you, says the Eternal, and bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. For this is the eternal sentence on the king who is seated on David's throne, and all the people staying in this city, those kinsfolk of yours who have not accompanied you into exile. This is what the Lord of hosts says. I will send the sword, famine, and pestilence among them, and make them like horrible figs, so bad they are uneatable. I will hunt them down with sword, famine, and pestilence, and turn them into a horror among all the kingdoms of the world, to be execrated and stared at, and hissed and derided among all the nations wherever I deport them. Because they would not listen to what I said, the Eternal declares, to the words I sent them, earnestly and urgently, by my servants the prophets. But listen they would not, says the Eternal. So listen to what the Eternal says to all you exiles, whom I have sent from Jerusalem to Babylon. But you say, we have prophets of our own from the Eternal in Babylon. Well, here is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, has to say about Ahab the son of Kolaiah and Zedekiah the son of Maaseiah, who are prophesying falsely to you in my name. I will hand them over to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, to be slain before your eyes. And when any of the exiles of Judah in Babylon curse, it will be in terms of their doom, saying, the Eternal treat you like Zedekiah and Ahab, whom the king of Babylon roasted alive in the fire, for behaving impiously in Israel, debauching the wives of other men, and speaking falsely in my name, without any authority from me. I know it, the Eternal declares, I witnessed it. You've been listening to the Word of God from the book of Jeremiah.